6PR Breakfast. It's time to talk footy.
For Tony Barlow Menswear. Style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Well, winning on the road has become a habit for the West Coast Eagles now. Josh Kennedy, good morning.
One in a row.
G'day, guys. One in a row. That's it.
Well, you're winning a few more here and there. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good.
Should have beaten them by more, shouldn't you, Josh?
Yeah. That's probably the most disappointing thing is we probably didn't put them away early enough. But, we missed a few opportunities to capitalise on that. And, yeah, like I said, we knew Carlton were always going to come back and keep going and never give in. So, yeah, they did that at the end and we were just lucky enough to get the 4 points again.
What about running around the MCG, getting re-familiarised with it, taking it all in? I mean, it's the ground where you've got to be at your very best. You know that from last year when you weren't in the last game. Do you think it's good for the players to get back there and soak it up as much as they can?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it's always great playing on MCG. And, yeah, we've always had two games there this year and we've got another one coming up after this week's home game. So it's good to get a few on the G and also a couple in a few weeks, which is nice. So it's going to be good next week as well.
So does training alter at this time of the year, getting ready for the finals?
It does a little bit. Yeah, I suppose as you push through the finals, you'll make sure that everyone's fresh and not getting too sore. And as the season goes on, obviously, you take a lot of knocks and the boys get a bit sore. So training loads do drop a bit, but it's making sure that we still get the quality out of it rather than trying to put the quantity in and going into game sore.
Josh, speaking of knocks, the footy world, in fact, I think the WA community, full stop, everybody's thoughts with Bo Chatley. As a footballer at the highest level, what was your reaction to that incident? I assume you've seen it. What goes through your head?
Yeah, look, it was very sickening to see. And, the thoughts and prayers are with Bo's family. And just to see it come just from a tackle like that, you kind of sit there and think about yourself being in that situation and how many times that could have happened. And, you look at it and you go, it's so unlucky that it did happen, but, it did. And, it's something that I suppose we all sit there and think about sometimes. And, like I said, the thoughts and prayers are with Bo's family. And, it's a terrible thing that's happened. And hopefully, you can pull through out of it. Mm.
You just don't expect that to happen when you go and just play a game of footy, do you? Mm.
No, that's the thing, he's just rocking up to a game to play a game of footy that he's done every week, for the last, probably 10 years of his life. So it's quite sad to actually think that something like that could happen in our game.
Okay, this week, you're all pumped up, ready to go?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be another great test against Melbourne, so it's going to be another contested fought game, and we're looking forward to the challenge this week.
I saw Big Nick at the rugby on Saturday night, looking in pretty good feathers.
Collingwood game, you reckon?
He's not too far away, I reckon.
Yeah, he's been training well, he's been out and about, and there's a program of club giving him it's been tip-top, so he's cruising through that, and hopefully the Collingwood game, he keeps saying that, but I don't know whether it is that game, but if it is, that'll be great, but
good luck.
If not, we'll see him soon.
Good on you, mate, have a good week. JK there from the West Coast Eagles.